Kim, ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Protests over the war in Gaza spreading to more college campuses across the country. Columbia University has gone to hybrid classes for the rest of the semester because of continued protests there. At New York University, 150 people were arrested overnight as police in riot gear took down an encampment. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos.
The protesters engaging in a standoff with authorities after being ordered to vacate the venue. Campuses on edge as mobilizations against the conflict persist at some of the nation's leading colleges and universities. At Yale, at least 47 students were arrested during a protest. At the University of Michigan, a crowd supported dozens of student protesters who set up tents in the middle of campus.
The CEO of Google telling his employees if they bring politics to work, they could be fired.
The Googler's CEO, Sundar Pichai, has let go. We're protesting the company's sale of Project Nimbus to the Israeli government. Iman Hassim says some of her co-workers didn't have to be fired.
We've already had some Googlers resign, citing that Project Nimbus was the main concern for their poor mental health.
Google says Nimbus is a cloud computing service that's available to, quote, numerous governments around the world, not just Israel. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Senate returns today to vote on the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and Chinese company ByteDance's future as the owner of TikTok. Donald Trump returns to court this morning. Prosecutors in his criminal hush money trial want the judge to hold him in contempt for violating a gag order in the case, says ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
The violations can be punished by $1,000 per episode, or he can be put in prison. Nobody thinks he's going to be put in jail. So $1,000 and he gets to portray himself victim, perhaps on some level he wants to be reprimanded.
That's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl. This is ABC News. A close call at JFK Airport in New York. ABC's Anka Jachi says it started when the Swiss Air flight was cleared for takeoff.
The pilot then forced to abort after spotting four jets preparing to cross the same runway. This near miss came just a day before another near catastrophic close call at Washington's Reagan National Airport. A JetBlue flight cleared for takeoff forced to slam on its brakes after air traffic control noticed they cleared a Southwest plane to taxi across the same runway.
Some states are now trying to pull the legal equivalent of an Uno reverse card on the rising tide of book bans by working to ban the ban.
Washington and Maryland prohibited book bans this year. Illinois last year. Minnesota's seeking to do so. Over 4,000 books were targeted last year, says the American Library Association, about double from the year before. Restrictions in some states have increased so much that librarians and administrators fear crippling lawsuits, hefty fines, and even imprisonment.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Medical information for a lot of people now in the hands of hackers. The country's largest health insurer, United Health Group, says patient data was stolen during a cyber attack earlier this year. And it appears that women may be better off if they're treated by women doctors. Research from the University of Tokyo shows the mortality rate for women is slightly lower when their doctor is also a woman. The researchers say female doctors tend to spend more time with their patients. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.